Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed it is. How you doing today, day after Mom's Day? Coming to you live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios outside the Metro Atlanta, Georgia area. Safest radio station in America, that much I can tell you. Did you listen to the Monster program yesterday? Always amazing. Guest lineup was huge. Let's see if I can remember it without looking back at anything. Of course, we had our weekly analysis from the great founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb. Who do we have after that? Who came on after that? We had Beth Vaughn from USCCA, Delta Defense, talking about it, just an incredible domestic violence situation that she found herself in and continues to live to this day. Frightening stuff. Because of some schedule mix-ups, we were able to keep her for an extra hour, which was great. In addition to that, we had AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. We had Rob Pincus, and who am I missing in there? I'm missing somebody in there, huh? I think I am. I'll go back and find out, though. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can tell you who we had here. Who did we have besides that? Sean's not being any help. Notice he's not jumping in and telling me anything. You know, that's, he should be saying, oh, yeah, that's what, it should have been in my ear, but he didn't say that because he probably doesn't know that either. Oh, Dave Workman, Seattle Gun Rights Examiner. I don't have to go back and look at that. See, Sean forgot about that. But that's okay. We'll give him a pass because I forgot. The lineup was very fluid yesterday, and it happened very quickly. So please go back and take a listen to it, in particular, Hour 2 with Beth Vaughn. Really, really powerful story of domestic violence and surviving domestic violence and the ongoing, I guess, just pain that you have to deal with. The lessons we learned from that. Look, this is a lot like a gun-free zone, okay? Criminals don't pay attention to signs. Criminals don't pay attention to restraining orders. They violate them. There's a whole charge for it. It's called violating a restraining order. And listen to the story that she told and the hell, really, that she went through. It continues to go through. Really powerful radio. That was Hour 2. You can find all of that on armedamericanradio.com and head over and check out everything on the site. All 3 hours are up. You know, we've been spending a lot of time talking about the campus carry thing, getting expert opinion. I gave about 2.5-3 days of commentary on it last week. Such an important story. And we heard Alan Gottlieb discuss it yesterday and give us a different perspective on it. And I can't really say it was a different perspective, same perspective as mine, just a different voice. And, of course, he elaborated on it, took it in a little bit different direction than I did, expanded what I had to say. None of it good, all of it in the same vein of what I was telling you. AWR Hawkins talked about it. And I got an email today I want to read you. And it was interesting because this is someone who was there. This came from Michael Wheeler. Hello, Mark. Great show the other day with the fellow that called in from Florida. This was the call on Friday last week. Great hour with the emailer. It was really super. I wish I could, you know, that's going to go into one of the best of archives. I need to play that again. I got a lot of great emails on that. He said, y'all were talking about the press release from the raw deal, calling Deal, Governor Deal, the raw deal, on the gun bills. Just so happens, the great one, Jerry Henry, and me were sitting in the Georgia House chamber when the campus carry bill was being debated. The governor's talking points are exactly the same as was said by the Democrats against the bill on the House floor. I remember the statements from the Democrat about the founding fathers. The point is, Deal used the talking points from the Democrats that were used on the House against the bill. Now, does that surprise you to hear that? This is coming from someone who sat there and watched it being debated. I continue. I'm still of the opinion, the letter writer says, like I said before, that we were used. The senator that carried the bill on the House, on the Senate floor, Jesse Stone, has been against this bill for the past several years. And the letter writer is correct about that. Jesse Stone is no friend of your gun rights. He's a Republican. He's no friend of your gun rights. He's one of these guys that whatever's politically expedient at that moment in time, Jesse's going to do. He embodies why people are fed up with people like him. frankly. The lieutenant governor, Casey Cagle, has been against this bill for the last several years. Very true. He's been against a number of gun bills. He wasn't sure if he was going to bring them up. They wanted to see how the political winds were shifting before they decided to support these bills. Okay? So going back to the email. Says he, Casey Cagle was against him. He says, I was in the committee meetings. I was attending the Board of Regents when the spokesman would not say they were against it like in the past. All he would say is, we like the law as is now, which means a gun-free zone. The Board of Regents is very powerful. They control the universities. Very powerful in the state of Georgia. Senator Jesse Stone is being primaried from the right on the Republican side. He needed a pro-gun vote under his belt due to the fact he has stalled all of the pro-gun bills in his committees before this year. And he has. The Lieutenant Governor, Casey Cagle, wants to be our next governor, so he needs a pro-gun vote. He has stopped all the gun bills before that came through the regular channels. The only way we got HB 60 through, which is the Guns Everywhere bill, is by hijacking a Senate bill and sending it back up for an up or down vote. All true. That is why, or that is what I think happened. This would explain why the Board of Regents was so quiet about this bill. We didn't see near the pushback from the Board of Regents like we did last year. All true. I wish I had time to go back in the House videos and find the debate on the bill. You would be astonished at the almost identical statements between the un-Americans, the Democrats on the floor, and our un-American governor, Deal. Good to see you at the USCCA Expo last week. Looking forward to seeing you this summer at Georgia Carey's convention. God bless you and your show. That's from Mike and Cindy Wheeler. I will be emceeing that, so I'm looking forward to seeing you again. Mike, it was great meeting you there at the floor of the USCCA Expo. I have some of the audio. Now, I want you to listen to what the Democrats think of you. Now, we're talking about campus carry. This is when it was being debated on the floor under the Gold Dome in Georgia. Listen to what the Democrats think of college students. Take a listen to this. First, we're going to give you some of the pro-gun side. Take a listen. Then you'll hear the un-Americans.
I speak today asking you to empower would-be victims with the ability to defend themselves, to stand up to predators that would otherwise prey on them because they are smaller, weaker, older, disabled, or simply outnumbered.
I want to make it clear that today we're not voting to allow guns on campus. Guns are already on campus. People are being robbed at gunpoint in college buildings, on college campuses. Guns are there. What we're voting on today is to allow law-abiding citizens the opportunity to defend themselves on college campuses.
But the opposition was just as passionate, like Representative Carla Drenner, who's a college professor and the mother of a college student.
I want you to pay very careful attention to what you hear from this woman. She is a college professor and the mother of a college student. Listen to what she says and how she thinks about college kids.
Rather than making anyone feel safer, allowing students to possess and use firearms on college campuses will likely breed fear and paranoia among fellow students. No one needs a PhD to understand that introducing guns among binge-drinking, drug-using, suicide-contemplating, hormone-raging college students is good policy.
How do you render a talk host speechless? That does it. This is a college professor. She is a state representative. That's what she thinks of 21-year-old Georgia residents who go to college. Does she feel the same thing about 21-year-old Georgia students who have permits that don't go to college and carry their guns everywhere, only inches from the imaginary boundary of where the university property lies? That's un-American at its core. Is the other 21-year-old, shouldn't that fit for all, or is it only college students she looks so lowly upon? binge drinking, suicide contemplating, hormone raging. What else did she leave out? Sex addicted? So that's the un-American version, vision, if you will, of a 21-year-old college student. Remember, only 21 years old, which is a very small fraction of college students. Absolutely incredible audio, and there's more. You never know. Maybe we'll play some more. It's fascinating to hear what the un-Americans, how they truly think of you. Man, oh man, when we come back, we'll finish that discussion, then we're going to move to Chicago. Very violent Mother's Day weekend. Imagine that.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You, binge drinking, drug abusing, hormone raging, college 21-year-old you. Nothing responsible about you. Let's see, at 21 years old, you're either finishing college or you're beginning postgraduate studies. That would seem to me to make you one of the most responsible people out there, right? But not in the eyes of a Democrat when there's a lawfully carried firearm. Nothing mentioned, by the way, about criminals. Take a listen to the next one. I don't know who this is, but this is going to blow your mind. This is what they think of you. This is what they think of you. Take a listen to this.
Supporters of this campus carry BOC an opportunity with recent high-profile campus sexual assault cases to push for more campus carry laws. But I'm here to say that guns on college campuses are not the answer to keeping women safe on college campus. It is arming the very predators who currently use alcohol, drugs, and intimidation.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So now it's the college boys who are attacking the college girls. And, of course, they're all alcohol-riddled, drug-addicted. Is there anything good about students in Georgia campus? Not if you believe these un-American Democrat socialists. Absolutely not. Are there no good kids on colleges anywhere? Now, keep in mind that 21-year-olds are a very small fraction of students. So she's clueless. And it's not high-profile sexual assaults. It was armed robberies occurring on campuses. Murders. Stabbings. Just yet again, I didn't want to continue to drive this home. This just brings out the un-American in the un-American. And we get to see it and we get to hear it. And I want to thanks. I had a few people send me that Georgia Public Broadcasting clip there. It's a 29-minute clip. We don't have time to play it. But good heavens, they hate you. They can't stand you. These people hate you. They don't trust you as far as they can pick you up and throw you. Now, the woman you just heard sounds, you know, I could see her. So she looks like she could pick you up and throw you. But not the point. The point being that they just despise you. And they demonize, both of those speakers demonized every single college student in the state. Not just the state, everywhere. Because I would assume that they would say the same thing if they were in Kansas or Michigan or Ohio or Illinois. Or Iowa, or Colorado. It doesn't matter to these people. They hate you. Get that through your head. That's why videos like this are so important. So, you know, the more that comes out about this, and there will be, we'll tell you about it. Did you have a good Mother's Day? Did you have a good Mother's Day weekend? Very violent in Chicago. Did you know that? Let me give you some numbers from Chicago. Well, I won't give you numbers. I'll let the news people give you numbers. I'm going to play a clip from Fox 32 Chicago News. Incredible stuff. But I will tell you this. Well, let's just play the clip here. Take a listen to this. This from Fox 32 in Chicago. Absolutely incredible.
Here we go again. Another violent weekend in Chicago, even after a group of mothers pleaded with people to stop shooting.
You're kidding me. More violence in Chicago, even after a group of mothers pleaded to stop the shooting. All right, I'll shut up. We'll play the clip.
Goal is we want no shooting during this Mother's Day weekend. We begging you to please stop shooting.
Sadly, we had an explosion of violence. 8 dead, 40 others shot and wounded just since Friday afternoon. Fox 32's Elizabeth Matthews joins us now with the latest on the Chicago violence. Elizabeth?
Scott, included in the 6 killed so far this weekend, a 35-year-old man shot on Lakeshore Drive and a 58-year-old father sitting down to dinner. Tonight, community activists and leaders are urging the youth to put the guns down and get more involved with activities and the opportunities that do exist.
Let me stop that for just a second. Maybe some more midnight basketball will stop the gangbanging. Are you listening to the naivety here? Now, this is the news report. I want to go through this with you. These are the people who are coming after you and your right to bear arms, reporting on the gang. But now, you know, they don't mention midnight basketball, but maybe that, who knows? The activities that do exist. Now, there are some folks in here that have a great message. Unfortunately for them, unicorn farts smell like peppermint dust. I'm going to go ahead and play the rest of the clip. Take a listen to it. I'll try. I swear. I promise. I'll try not to stop it. Hold on.
This Archer Heights neighborhood near Midway Airport was rattled Saturday night around 8 o'clock. That's when police say bullets ripped through the front of this house, striking the 58-year-old homeowner. Neighbors couldn't believe it.
Very quiet. You know, you get a few people walking by with your dogs at night, but other than that, no gangbangers roaming around.
Police tell us Andres Rivera was shot while sitting at his kitchen table eating dinner. Luis Murillo lives across the street and says Rivera was a hardworking, good man, husband, and father.
I'm very sorry for the lady. Like I said, my wife and I, we've occasionally talked to her, and she was a hardworking lady, too.
Police say the shooting may be gang-related, but Rivera was not the intended target. No one is in custody. This homicide and so many others can be stopped, says community activist Andrew Holmes.
You have people out here on the street that can help you. He can help you change your music.
We met him just outside the gates of the Mount Hope Cemetery, where he says 85% of the victims of senseless killings wind up.
We have to do this as a team, because if you look over there, that place was so packed, it looked like a drive-thru.
Holmes was joined Sunday afternoon by 3 men who are all dedicating their lives to helping Chicago's youth with music and theater programs that can keep them off the street.
I teach them dance. I take them state to state doing national competitions.
Holmes says there are other ways of life other than the streets, but you have to reach out first.
Join us. Get in touch with us.
Yes.
Learn to live. Learn to love each other.
Now, last month, there were 36 murders, a decrease compared to January, February, and March of this year. The month of May not starting out well. We've already had at least 17 murders and 90 shootings.
I don't even know what to say. I do. I'm going to. Saved by the bell here because we're going to a break. Last month, 37 murders, a decrease from the previous month. Not so this month. The gun control bastion of Chicago, the model Barack Hussein Obama wants to bring to America. This is what every town for gun safety is fighting for. This model, when we come back, we'll break it down. Unbelievable stuff.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com. Download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Hope you're having a great day today. Favorite part of my day is right here, spending it with you. It's a great time to be hanging out together, particularly the day after the Monster broadcast. Yesterday's program was just huge, just big, as it always is, monstrous. Coming to you live. It's not some pre-recorded garbage that sits around on a DVD for 3 or 4 days before it airs. It's live. You can listen to it. You can send me an email. Let me give you an example. You know, I get the email all the time from people. Why don't you take phone calls? Can you take some phone calls on the program? And I'll tell you, it's tough with the type of content that we do. And it's tough because we cover certain topics. We do a lot of research leading up to the program based on current events. What's happening right now today? What happens today, right now? And we inevitably get the calls that just don't fit in with the program. And we had one yesterday from an individual down in Florida who had a great question, but it just didn't fit with the program, and the poor guy waited on hold, you know, for a half hour. There was just no way I could get to it. I can't shift from talking about domestic violence and the danger to someone's life to talking about a piece of gear. It's not going to work. I can't do that. I wouldn't do that to the guest. So it's very difficult unless we just did calls all day long. And honestly, while it's great for the caller, it works very, very well for you. With this type of content, it can get pretty boring for others. And It's just a decision I made years ago, and I stand by it. It's worked for us as we've continued to explode across the country and at a record pace. This is the fastest growing pro-gun, pro-rights radio program in America, Armed American Radio and the Daily Defense, for a reason. We're on the air 6 days a week, annoying liberals 7 days a week, when you consider a couple stations run us a second time on Saturdays, for example. And we're very proud of that. So that's why we can't do that. That's why we can't do that. But the Sunday show was just monstrous yesterday. The emails, you just keep sending me the emails, mark@armedamericanradio.org. All right, before I go off in a whole different direction, which is really easy to do, let's go back to Chicago. The individuals that you heard talking about joining us, these people have got a wonderful message, man. They've got a great message. Come with us. Get off the streets. We want to help you. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that message. Except it's La La Land. So is the, it's as La La Land as the "This school is a drug-free zone." Give me a break. As much as I hate to tell you this, your high schooler can tell you where to buy weed in his or her school, and more than likely worse. That is just the way it is. The signs don't work. There's no such thing as a gun-free campus deal. We know you know that. We know whose side you're on now. Midnight basketball isn't going to stop gangbanging. These kids come from violent, broken homes. There is a culture breakdown. There is a family breakdown. And there is a progressive party in this nation telling them it is okay. And until that is stopped, this is going to continue. In fact, it's going to get worse. The more our culture breaks down, the worse the violence will get. The more progressive liberalism takes root, the more dependent and violent it will become. Don't believe me? Find me a city in ruin, and I will show you a city controlled by Democrat for decades. Baltimore, Detroit, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Ferguson, St. Louis. I could go on and on and on. It isn't going to stop. And while pleading and begging, you'll clearly they have to do it. They have to do it. And I understand why. Maybe one or two, maybe they'll reach a couple people. But when we have a Department of Justice and a President of the United States failing to enforce, for example, certain laws, in fact, glorifying certain behaviors, this will never end. These are gang wars. These are turf wars. This is cultural decay. It's the symptom and the result, all wrapped up into one. How bad is it in Chicago? Boy, oh boy, how bad is it in Chicago? Let me give you some numbers. From January 1st to present today, 201 homicides in Chicago. 201. I don't know if that includes the eight or if it includes the half a dozen that have already occurred today as you and I sit here and speak together. In 2015, there were 489 homicides all year in the city of Chicago. Shootings in Chicago. Mind you, a city with the strictest gun control in the nation. A city where guns were banned until recently. Yeah. On paper. You know. Like the restraining order. As effective as that. Or as effective as the no gun sign. Or as effective as the this is a drug-free school zone sign. Yeah, okay. You keep believing that. Shootings in Chicago, January 1 to present, this year. Today, 1,176. Did you hear me? 1,176 in one city, Chicago. A city with the strictest gun control in America. Controlled by who? Say it louder. Go on, I can't hear you. That's right. Democrats, now known as socialists, formerly known as Democrats. Guarantee you, Democrats doing most of the shooting. Controversial statement from the host. 1,176 shootings. And that doesn't include the shootings that are happening right now up until this show started today. When the two of us sat here to talk. This number's low. Year to date, last year, January 1 through December 31, 2015, 2,988 shootings, of which 489 of those were homicides. 2,988. In a city with the strictest gun control in the country. Now, to go back to the professor from Georgia who said it doesn't take a PhD to know that introducing guns to college kids who are clearly all drug addicts, sexaholics, or whatever she said they were, binge drinkers, and all contemplating suicide, in the real world, it doesn't take a PhD to figure out that gun control is an utter, disgusting failure, as evidenced by the numbers and real world, not pie-in-the-sky unicorn farts and made-up stuff, but real numbers, right from the Chicago Tribune. We'll be back.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Yeah, wrapping up with you today. Wow. Flies right by, doesn't it? The fastest single hour in radio, and that's for a reason. And you guys that send me the emails telling me you hate the commercials and stuff because there are too many breaks, our show is no different than anybody else's, okay? In fact, if you look at some of the breaks, there are some hosts that come on and talk for 120 seconds and then go right back to a break for 6 minutes, okay? It depends on the clock. And we have our breaks situated on both sides of the hour and at the bottom and the top of the hour, okay? 4 minutes at 17 to 21 after, 4 minutes at 30 to 34 after, 4 minutes at 44 to 48, and out at 57:15. It's that simple. And they never change. All right? The reason that you don't like the commercials because you think there are too many is because you're digging the content and the commercials are coming up too quick. Because you're into the show. It's the same thing as if you're watching like The Walking Dead. The commercials seem to come way too fast and all of a sudden the hour's over. So what I'm telling you is, you like the show. That's why. Okay, we can't do free commercialless radio, right? You know better than that. All right, on May 5th. Oh, real quick, let's close out the Chicago thing. No, that's the answer. We will never let you enact Chicago gun control outside of Chicago. We will fight you every step of the way. It's that simple. And the fight is ongoing and it will last forever. That leads me to this. You know, Bill Clinton on May 4th was at that dopey Brady campaign gun control award deal in Los Angeles, the ceremony where all the actors and actresses stand up and plead for gun control as if people give a crap and are paying any attention to what comes out of their mouths. Bill Clinton made the comment that gun control, enacting gun control, quote unquote, one of the greatest honors of my life. Enacting gun control is one of the greatest honors of my life. Now his criminal FBI investigated wife is running on it times 50. And, of course, wants to push for Australian-style gun control, which is confiscation. So the differences between the two candidates are stark. And, by the way, those of you Republicans like Bill Kristol and the Bush family and Lindsey Graham-nesty, I was running for president, but I'm not now because nobody voted for me. That Lindsey Graham-nesty. You know what I said yesterday, that the only thing I can come up with these people is such a level of immaturity from them is to call them pee-pee pants whiners. I don't know what else to call these people. It's just incredible. You lost. But this is the entitlement of the political ruling class, otherwise known as the establishment. Here's what's happening. I'm going to put it in very blunt terms for you people. You're getting an enema, and we're squeezing the bulb. You got that? We're done with you. We're finished with you. We're evacuating you. So go away, take your toys, and go play somewhere else. Unbelievable what we're hearing. Paul Ryan, you're right there with him. Oh, I'll step aside if Trump wants me to. Let me tell you something, Paul Ryan. Yeah, you will, because Trump won. And if he wants you to step aside, you will step aside. You don't call the shots anymore. It is just so much fun to watch those who we put in power, who let us down, whine and cry. Incredible stuff. Going to be an amazing year, no doubt about it. Enacting gun control is one of the greatest honors of my life. Yes, it was. It was reversed, expired, and sunsetted 10 years later and didn't do a damn thing. But it was one of the greatest honors of my life. I have a feeling we're going to be hearing a lot more about some of the greatest honors of your life during this campaign. And I have a feeling you're not going to like too much of it. So it's going to be an awful lot of fun to watch. Absolutely incredible to watch. All right, national reciprocity. You know, the gun owners of America out right now announcing that national reciprocity, this is coming from A.W.R. Hawkins, political analyst and Breitbart News award-winning journalist, good friend of mine, good friend of yours. You hear him here on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast every week as our political go-to guy. He has written that the GOA now has more than 80 co-sponsors in the House for what is known as national reciprocity. What is national reciprocity, Mark? In a nutshell, it's making your concealed license or your weapons license basically the equivalent of a driver's license, functioning the same way. New Jersey socialists can't tell you, well, first of all, if you're going from Georgia to Jersey, you know, whatever you're going there for, whatever. But while you're there, you have a right to carry a firearm. Now, here's something. Boy, we go in a lot of different directions. Let me try to sum this up in the two and a half minutes that we have left. A lot of people think, well, it's national, it's federal. It has nothing to do with federal. It's not federal law. It is simply the federal government forcing the states to recognize another state's license, like a marriage certificate, marriage license, like a divorce certificate, like a driver's license. When you drive in Alabama, if you're crossing from Georgia to Alabama, you have to follow the speed limit rules in Alabama, don't you? Yeah, of course you do. Everybody knows that. The speed limit's different in Montana than it is on the Long Island Expressway, although the drivers might not act like it. In fact, there is no speed limit on some of those roads. Okay, so you follow me. Of course you have to follow those laws of the state. So it's great legislation. I support it 100%. It's not one of those deals where the federal government can giveth it, can taketh away. It's simply doing what the federal government should be doing, quite frankly, when it comes to concealed carry permits. And it has tremendous amount of support. Barack Obama would never sign it. We'd have to trick him. But he's out of here soon anyway. He's irrelevant. It doesn't matter anymore. But take a listen to the way the national reciprocity which is known as H.R. 923, House of Representatives 923. Take a listen. It was introduced in the House in 212-2015. Listen to the way the Constitutional Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2015 is worded. And I'm not going to, I don't like it. Take a listen. Amends the federal criminal code to authorize a person who is not prohibited from possessing, transporting, shipping, or receiving a firearm under federal law, who is entitled and not prohibited from carrying a concealed firearm in his or her state of residence. Sounds good so far, right? No, not a problem. Or who is carrying a valid state license or permit to carry a concealed weapon, and who is carrying a government-issued photographic identification document to carry a concealed handgun, which has been shipped or transported in interstate or foreign commerce other than a machine gun or destructive device, in any state in accordance with the restrictions of that state. See, that's the wording I don't like. That's what jumped out at me. Because I'm neck deep in this stuff every day. That word restrictions pops up. My BS meter and my flags go up. Okay, what's up here? Well, what this does is recognizes our right to bear arms in the frame of restrictions by the states and lends it credibility in the written description of the Act of National Reciprocity itself. I'd like to see that changed, because there should be no restrictions, and we should not give credence to New Jersey's unconstitutional restrictions and force an American to have to abide by them when they're in that state. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Guys and gals, never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you tomorrow, because we're going to do it all over again.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.